Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 47, Unlocking Your Full Potential. Hi, so today's episode goes live with you on Wednesday the 17th of April, and that day is actually my birthday, so we have a lovely day planned, a nice family day. I think we're going to have a picnic and go to an attraction site or something, so it should be a really nice day. And I wanted to share today's episode all about unlocking your full potential. So I thought it'd be really nice to bring in some of that Aries energy. So Aries is all about that passion, that drive, that desire and determination. So we have a few actionable tips and insights on how we can unlock the full potential. And that can come down to overcoming our limiting beliefs, cultivating that self-awareness, and harnessing the power of mindset to achieve our goals, personal and professional. Perhaps you know some goals that you want to achieve, or you have some things in mind that you would like to happen, and you're wanting to focus on how you can unlock your full potential to achieve these. So the first thing we have is self-awareness, and that's of course the most important thing and the most important place to start, because we need to know what we want to achieve, potentially how we want to achieve it. We want to know what's important to us. So having an awareness of you can really support you in achieving your goals and unlocking your full potential. So have a consideration on what your goal is, what you'd like to achieve, where you'd like to be, and what are your strengths? Do you have any weaknesses, or what are your weaknesses? What areas and parts do your weaknesses play into? How can you lean more into your strengths? How can you support yourself around any weaknesses so that those areas don't impact the goal that you want to achieve? It's good to know what your values are. Feel free to drop me an email, just pop values in the subject, and I'll send over a list of values that you can have a look through. Email Claire without the I, C-L-A-R-E, at clairecockle, C-O-C-K-E-L-L.com. These can really help by beginning to understand, okay, what's important to me? What are my values? And obviously there are many others you can consider and add to the list, or perhaps you just want to consider in general what your main values are. Some of these might be trust and honesty. It might be communication. It might be love. It might be respect. It might be growth or knowledge. There are so many different values. So it's picking out the ones that are most important to you. Perhaps you want to pick 5 to 10 values that you feel are important. And again, how can these support you in unlocking your full potential? What areas are these going to play into the goal that you want to achieve? It's also really good to look at your motivations. What's going to motivate you to achieve what you want to achieve? It can be really helpful in those aspects to consider your why. Why do you want to achieve what you want to achieve? What does unlocking your full potential look like to you? And why is it you want to make that shift, that change? And what's the why behind it all that's going to really motivate you, to motivate you and help you keep on track? It also really helps to practice mindfulness exercises, such as meditation, such as journaling. And these things help to give that clarity of mind, helps to bring in that peace, but again, also really enhances your self-awareness, really allows you to think and see more clearly, to understand yourself more, and therefore better be able to reach your goals and unlock your full potential. When we begin to have more self-awareness, so doing all these things, looking at your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, your motivations, your why, being able to bring in daily meditations or journaling to really enhance your self-awareness. When we begin to do all of those things, we begin to see and hear our thoughts and limiting beliefs even more. So it allows you to look at those. What are your limiting beliefs? What comes up for you? What's holding you back, or what thought processes are potentially preventing you from unlocking your full potential or reaching your goals? Notice any of the self-talk. And that therefore allows you to begin to reframe it, to shift it. And you can use positive affirmations or completely shift in the perspective. Sometimes when we get those limiting beliefs down, or we do some journaling around it, sometimes getting it out on paper, we can just see it for what it is and be able to shift the perspective around it. We can allow compassion to come in and understanding. And again, that allows us to then shift our perspective around it, to shift the belief, because we can understand maybe where it came from, where its roots are. So self-awareness is the biggest and most important start. And then you want to consider your goals. One thing that you may have heard before and that comes up quite a lot is the SMART process. So defining if your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So looking at those, not putting so much pressure on yourself to achieve something within a time frame that might not work. I know I've done this many a time and it can be easy, as we mentioned in last week's episode. I know I can find it so easy to overfill my plate, to put more on my to-do list for the day than I can actually achieve. And it doesn't support us. So that's something I've had to look at in the past and think, okay, I'm just going to pick out the most important things that I need to achieve that day. And then once I've achieved those, I can always add more and grab something else. But it's being realistic. It's knowing what you can achieve and being able to measure when you have achieved it, those little goal steps, goalposts, and that's a really good boost to look as you go along. So it's getting clear about your goals, and that can then help guide you towards the actions, guide you towards reaching and realizing your full potential. Sometimes it can be a roadmap for success. And we can always use that to break down the goals step by step and therefore make a process for those actionable steps, a roadmap for those actionable steps. That's your path towards reaching that goal or those goals. It really benefits us to be continuously learning, continuously growing and expanding. So cultivating that growth mindset, to always have that open mindset, to be able to grow and learn as we go. And of course, that again is going to help us unlock the full potential, because we're always open to learning and growing and expanding. We can reach new heights. I always see our lives and our mindset and our understanding as a lifelong learning, lifelong commitment. It allows us to embrace challenges. We know that, of course, life is full of ups and downs, and those challenges do come. It's simply how we begin to manage those, how we begin to work with them, how we support ourselves through them, how we react and move forwards. Can help to seek feedback as well. That can also be really supportive in helping us to achieve our goals. I quite appreciate any feedback, and I find it can be quite helpful if there's feedback that actually is constructive criticism or support to help us improve or grow. It allows us to open our minds and think, okay, how could we do things slightly better? And not taking it as that we weren't good enough or that something isn't quite right or that we always need to do better, but it can be so helpful to be open to the idea that there's always room for improvements. It allows us to let go and not hold on to perfectionism as much. So it's important, of course, whilst allowing that continuous learning, open mind, and to embrace the challenges, it's also embracing failure. If something doesn't feel like it goes to plan or doesn't go quite right, to be so gentle on yourself, but also see it as a stepping stone. It's still a stepping stone on your path to success rather than a setback. So it's not letting it hold you back, but allowing you to use it to catapult you forward. Sometimes we need to just make those slight adjustments and see, okay, actually, this, I need to tweak this, and this is the direction I need to go in. And sometimes we don't know that until we try, and sometimes it doesn't work out. So it's not making it about you, because you're always going to be good enough. It's always knowing that it's amazing to take steps forwards, to take brave action, and to have your courage. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but it's never about you. It's all part of the journey, and actually it can fuel us to move forwards. We really do grow and learn through such times and such moments. It allows us to build resilience, so we're able to move forwards with even more ease at any setbacks or any obstacles, and to cope easier, to move forwards quicker. It allows us to bring in the positive thinking patterns and those positive words that are going to support you moving forwards. And it's doing what feels right for you to stay focused and motivated during any challenges, anything that happens or anything that comes up. What's going to support you? What's going to look after you? What will keep you focused when things don't feel as easy potentially? What's going to keep you motivated? And one thing I've shared before is that it's all about taking action. And sometimes we don't know, things aren't as clear until we take action. But when we begin to take action, sometimes the road just becomes even clearer in front of us. But also when we start to take action, we're either moving towards our goals, or if it doesn't feel like we are, we still are moving towards our goals, but we might need to shift it and adjust to what feels more right, but we're still moving closer towards our goals, because that clarity really helps. That clarity makes such a difference. So we're still getting even closer towards our goals because we're having more clarity. So taking action is so, so helpful. Helps to be consistent, and similarly to building the resilience and being able to embrace challenges, is to consider and prioritize progress over perfection. That can help us to maintain momentum as we go. And we can always look at procrastination as well and see, okay, what's behind this? Why am I procrastinating here? What am I potentially fearing? What's holding me back? And instead, shifting that into action and taking that progress, you'll find that things feel lighter and you'll move forwards with more ease, even just by doing that, even just by making some progress forwards. And it's still really rewarding and motivating that you know you're moving forwards and taking action, that you're still getting things done. It makes such a difference to being a key to unlock your full potential. It can help to support. Surround yourself with support. So whether that be in those connections, those close to you gaining support, or even mentors, coaches, and supportive peers who can offer any guidance and accountability and encouragement, anyone who's been there before, or anyone that can relate and understand, or is just willing to be your cheerleader, or always there to be your cheerleader. So those close to you as well. One important thing to unlock our full potential is also to be so open to new opportunities, to new perspectives, new ways of thinking. It's that constant evolution and innovation. That's how we're going to, as we mentioned earlier, continue to grow and expand. But obviously, by being open to new opportunities allows us to step forwards into new levels and new spaces of abundance, because we're so open to that. We never know where those new opportunities are going to take us. Most importantly, it's so good to celebrate your successes along the way. One thing that can hold us back is by thinking, okay, we've got this goal, we want to achieve this, we want to unlock our full potential, and that means this to us, and therefore I'll celebrate when I'm there. But actually, the road is full of celebrations or moments that are so worthy of celebration. And it makes such a difference to celebrate those little wins along the way. So if you've broken down your goal or what you want to achieve in smaller steps, or you're aware of what you want to achieve in, you know, the next week or the next month or whatever it might be, in those smaller chunks, and you achieve that in that first week, that's a stepping stone towards your goal, towards what you want to achieve, towards where you want to be, what you want to feel, celebrate that. If you've achieved that, celebrate that little win. And then it's moving forwards to the next goalpost, and anything that comes along and surprises you that's worthy of achievement, celebrate it. You're so worthy of being celebrated. And those little celebration milestones, they really help to boost confidence, boost motivation, morale, reinforcing that positive cycle of growth and achievement. And therefore, all of that helps to keep you on track towards eventually reaching the bigger goal that you want to achieve. So it's actually really supportive to celebrate those little wins because it gives you a boost as you go along. But it's something so many of us don't find ourselves doing as easily. We can so easily just wait for the big goal that we want to achieve. But yeah, definitely be aware of that and look at the small little milestones that you can celebrate along the way. We'll come back to it again, that importance of self-care, the importance of time for you, that mindfulness. And all of that is going to support you in feeling more peace, feeling more calm along the journey through the process of unlocking your full potential. And that is to be and become that best version of yourself, to be able to reach those things that you want to reach, knowing that you can, knowing that those things are out there for you, and how rewarding to actually dream about achieving that and to achieve it. So let's consider an example. It makes me think about how we can plan or strategize when we're going to do something, like when someone runs a marathon, or I'll take it to an example of my own when I was climbing Snowdon, or when I set the challenge to climb Snowdon. And so, of course, I was aware of my strengths, my weaknesses, what was motivating me, and I set goals. I took myself out on walks beforehand, walks that felt a little bit more challenging. I pushed myself a bit further. I went out for longer, more hill treks, because obviously we're taking those little steps towards achieving our goal. It's like the roadmap to the final goal, which is to climb Snowdon. And I was definitely taking so much consideration for my self-care, time for meditation, journaling, things like that, which did really help support me, because there were definitely, for me, limiting beliefs and negative thought patterns that I had to look at in order to take on the challenge and push myself to achieve it. Once I'd decided and had that shift in awareness, believing that I could actually do it, then it made such a difference. But if you've heard my podcast episode before on me taking on the challenge, you'll know that I have had surgery on my leg from the age of 4 and have a steel pin in my right leg that goes through the ankle. I was never allowed to do sports at school, so it was a belief that I had that I couldn't achieve things like this. So I definitely had to look at my thinking, my limiting beliefs, what was going on in my subconscious mind, what might hold me back. So that was a big part of me being able to achieve the goal and unlocking my full potential with that. I definitely had to build resilience, because obviously it wasn't always easy as I was pushing myself. Sometimes it was more challenging going on the treks and the walks, getting those miles under my belt before the big challenge day. I obviously made sure that I was getting support. I celebrated my successes at achieving things when they felt hard, and it did feel really motivating. I felt alive and buzzing with energy because I had already just gone on a walk that felt tougher, or perhaps it was a warm day or I did a tougher walk, and I just felt alive afterwards, just buzzing with that energy because I allowed myself to feel proud that I'd even done that, and I was enjoying each step of the way, each step of the journey. And of course there were setbacks, there were challenges. Just a week before I was due to take on the big challenge of climbing Snowdon, I slipped and had a fall out on one of my walks and ended up spraining my ankle. I had a huge bruise on my ankle. So there was obviously the concerns that came with that, the awareness of challenging new limiting beliefs and unhelpful thoughts that what if now I can't do it? What if this holds me back? And thankfully, due to me looking at the thoughts constantly and pushing myself and taking action, I was very much in the space of, this isn't going to hold me back. I'm going and I'm going to give it a good go when I get there, like whatever happens. So it's keeping it, it's so important to keep that positive mindset when we're focusing on our goals and taking those steps towards our goals, embracing the challenge. And then we get there and we feel amazing for having achieved that goal that we wanted to achieve. It's all those little keys, all those little parts coming together to allow you to unlock your full potential and realize your dreams, your goals. So put these points down into something you want to achieve, a goal that you have, something that you want to focus on, something that is going to be for you unlocking your full potential. See it and plan it out and go from there and have an amazing time enjoying the process. If you have any questions or anything else you'd like to add, then I'd love to hear from you. I hope these points brought some really good ways to focus for you, and also that reminder of staying on track, that reminder of all of those things that can support you in reaching new heights, reaching new levels and limits. It's an amazing thing to be evolving and growing and seeing, okay, where am I now? And looking back, and what did I achieve then? And actually, that's a really good thing to do as well, is look at where you are now and look at where you were however long ago, 6 months, a year, 5 years, whatever you want it to be. And seeing that difference, seeing that change and shift. Or what are you proud of when you look back and think, okay, these are the things I've achieved and I'm proud of those things to have achieved. I've got through this, whether it be a challenge or something else that's come up. You got through it. You came out the other side. And what have you learnt? What have you gained? So all of those things can really support you in moving forwards. Just for a moment as well, I want you to just, if you're not driving or anything, and if you are, then come back to this later, but just close your eyes and see yourself living your full potential. You've unlocked your full potential. How does it look? What do you see? What's happening? What are you wearing? How are you holding yourself? That version of you who has unlocked their full potential. I hope you have a great week. Until next time. Thanks for being here.